Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
And gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody, and thank you so much for joining me here for another hour and another edition of Auto World. In this hour of the broadcast, we're going to be wrapping up an event that actually happened yesterday and finding all about this great event. And we'll be joined momentarily by a representative to tell us all about it. Also coming up in this hour of the program, he's known as the old car guy, Don Jones, will be joining us. And Don has come up with a very unusual topic. We're going to talk about rock and roll bands, especially older rock and roll bands named after vehicles. So that will be kind of cool. Coming up in hour number two of the broadcast, he is an ASC certified mechanic and a regular contributor to the show. Mark Evans will be sliding up to the microphone to take your calls. If there's something wrong with your car, if it's not running at all, if you've been to your mechanic recently and you've been told you got to spend mega dollars that you do not have, well, Mark is here to give you a free over-the-air diagnostic check. Our telephone number is toll-free from anywhere in North America. You can find us at 855-660-4261. Or if you prefer the digital means, by all means, all you have to do is fire me up an email. It's bob@boblongradio.com. bob@boblongradio. And I watch that email not only throughout the show, but also throughout the week. So if you're hearing us on tape delay or listening to us in podcast form or archive form, then we've got you covered all the way. Right now, it's my pleasure to welcome our first guest here to the airways of Auto World. I've known her dad for umpteen years. Matter of fact, her dad really played a critical role in my career as an automotive journalist and as a broadcaster. I was with a radio network for 10 years called Talk America Radio Networks, and I was doing this very same show, and I used to have Barry McGuire on as a regular guest, and it was in the late 90s, in 1999, that Barry persuaded the Boston guy to come out of his Boston studio and go out on the road. And so myself, along with a number of other folks, including Mark Evans, who will be with us in hour number two, and Alan Masters Taylor, became part of the McGuire's Broadcasting Network. And it was the first time that I got to see many of these great automotive events. So I'll be forever grateful for Barry's early support and for helping me out in getting me out of my Boston studio and basically opening up the automotive world to me. But joining us right now is Barry's daughter, and she's going to be telling us all about the second annual Benedict Castle Concours, which was presented by the Crossroads Car Shows, and that happened yesterday. Nicole McGuire Northcote, welcome to Auto World. How you doing, Nicole?
Good afternoon, Bob. How are you doing? I'm doing great.
I'm doing fine. Thank you very much for asking. My four-year-old kind of had me tied up doing a little bit of playing activity downstairs away from my studio, so I lost track of time. But that's what happens when you have kids.
Well, and this is a Sunday afternoon, so that's a great time to be spending with your kids, I would say.
Well, let's go right ahead.
I was going to say I have such fond memories of you. You know, you and I have known each other for years. With my dad, you know, would come on your program and different shows and venues throughout the nation. I've seen you around, so it's really neat to be welcomed onto your show. Thank you for doing that.
Oh, absolutely. I didn't learn about the Concours until late in the week, and I would have had you on prior weeks to promote it. So we'll have to do that next year. So the event was held yesterday in Riverside, California. Tell us all about the event for 2015. I know you had a number of famous folks who came to the show and showed off some really cool stuff. I understand George Barris was there with the Batmobile.
He sure was. What a pleasure and privilege it is to be good friends with the Barris family, and they support everything we do. But George was there all day, his car out in the sun, crowds around it. As you know, the Batmobile just gained so much attention. I, first of all, Bob, if you don't mind, would like to apologize. You can probably tell I've thrown out my voice. I normally have a nice soft voice, and 2 days of activities and having people run around doing things, I have lost it. So I wanted to apologize for that, first of all. But yes, we had so many great things. This is a very unique Concours that we put on. As being the daughter of a car guy, and I would say a car guy myself, I actually love all genres of the car hobby. So a typical Concours will be, you know, really just the high-end vintage and classic cars. And I came up with this idea last year when we were planning the first annual Benedict Castle Concours, that this would be the first Concours to welcome all genres. So it makes it a unique twist on what the day would normally turn out to be.
It certainly does. And you really have done a remarkable job in putting together, which is not an easy thing to do. A show like this takes a lot of planning and being able to pull it off. And I can understand that your voice is a little bit under the weather because it takes an awful lot of energy and planning and participation, not to mention the day of the event. And, of course, luckily, being in Southern California, sunny Southern California, you didn't have to worry about any rain, so the event went on.
You never know. It's springtime, so there was a lot of prayers that went out for a sunny day, and for the 10 days leading up to the show, I'm tracking the weather, and every day it's saying 90 degrees on Saturday, and I was so worried, please, not too hot. I don't want to take the crowds away. And was the day before setup day, it was 100 degrees at the castle. We're all working so hard and sweating, and oh, please don't let it be like this tomorrow. And yesterday, just to throw this in the middle of the day, I checked my phone, pulled up the temperature in the midday, and it was 82 degrees. Thank you. Thank you, Lord, for giving us a good day.
Perfect temperature. Tell us about the night before the Concours. It was an incredible evening and an opening night to the Benedict Castle Concours, in which you honored a Grand Marshal. And I've had the honor of interviewing this guy a number of times over the years. He's certainly a treasure to the hobby. Tell our listeners all across North America about that incredible evening and opening night and about your Grand Marshal for 2015.
I was so excited about our Grand Marshal that I decided to throw a gala the night before in our castle courtyard, which is just stunning, so beautiful with the castle as the backdrop. And during the middle of the day, I said, whose crazy idea was this to do a gala on the night before the show? And everybody said, that was your idea, Nicole. So anyways, our guest, our Grand Marshal who we honored, was Ed Iskandarian. And as you know, and as I'm sure your listeners know, one of the most loved men in the entire car hobby and most iconic, just the love, lovingly called the Cam Father. And he was so fun to have. We just had a great night. Dave Kuntz, the ABC reporter for automotive, came in. He was our MC for the evening. And it was just such a wonderful, nice, warm evening. And what I really enjoyed was Issy's personality.
Oh, you can't argue with that. He's got such a wonderful personality. When we come back on the other side, we'll talk a little bit more about Ed, and we'll tell folks about what happened yesterday at the show, and look forward to next year's 2016 event. We'll step aside for some important messages. This is Auto World. Don't go away.
great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Congratulations. You now own the car of your dreams. Who will you trust, though, to bring your new baby home? Reliable Carriers. The country's largest enclosed auto transport company will load, ship, and deliver your car anywhere in North America. Your car will be handled with care by our unparalleled staff of professionals. GPS tracking, the nation's largest fleet, 24-hour service, and $5 million of insurance on every load means you can relax knowing your car is in excellent hands. From collector and classic cars to daily drivers, Reliable is the name to trust to get your where it needs to go, safely and on time. Visit ReliableCarriers.com to learn more and request a quote. Reliable Carriers. Vehicles taken seriously.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
By now you may have heard a bit about bitcoins, but did you know bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive bitcoins by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here is what one doctor has to say about Extendovite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on your product and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens and dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. The yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
We're coming at you live all across North America on great radio stations like WCFO Atlanta, as well as everybody listening in Iowa on News Talk 1540 KXEL and all of our other great affiliate stations. Of course, if you're listening to us anywhere around the world via GCNlive.com, we thank you so much for being here with us. Nicole McGuire Northcote is with us. She's telling us all about the second annual Benedict Castle Concours presented by Crossroads Car Shows. It happened yesterday in Riverside, California, and it was a huge success. And before the hard network break there, Nicole was telling us about the Grand Marshal, Ed Iskandarian, who is just such a treasure to the hobby and a gentleman who has a real vivacious personality. He's a very, very interesting gentleman.
Yes, he is. Definitely he is. We had so much fun with him, and I have to tell you something about Iski. Once you get him talking, you can't shut him up. He's got so much to say and so much history. It's a blast. It's a ball being with him, and we had so much fun with him.
That's great. And also, I should point out to folks that there were lots of really important people at the Concours yesterday, including your master of ceremonies, who's a world-famous guy when it comes to announcing and being associated with Hot Rod Magazine for many, many years. Dave McClellan did the announcing yesterday at the show, and I'm sure he did a spectacular job as usual.
It's impossible for Dave McClellan not to do a wonderful job. The neat thing about what not only has he got the iconic voice and amazing, but at the end of the day, he came up to me and whispered in my ear, I'm donating my services for free because it's such a worthy cause that you're putting the show on for. So what a neat man he is.
Absolutely, and what a perfect segue that is to talk about the cause that the show is representing. 100% of the proceeds went to something that is near and dear to your heart and to your dad's heart. And I know over the years I've done a number of interviews about this organization, but why don't you tell us, Nicole, all about the wonderful organization that you raised all this money for?
Thank you so much for allowing me to share about that. Teen Challenge is, as you say, very near and dear to our hearts. It is the oldest, largest, and the most successful drug and alcohol recovery program in America. Actually, in the world, we have 1,100 centers worldwide. They are everywhere and in many cases free to the student who needs the help. And Teen Challenge, although it has the name teen, is not only teens, it's adults all the way up to as old as need the help. And that's what's pretty remarkable about it. The people who need the help the most often can't pay for it. They're at the end of their selves. And it's a place that people can go and change their lives. The success rate is amazing. Both my husband and I, Donovan Northcote, we put this show on together. We are both graduates of the Teen Challenge program. Drug and alcohol addiction hits about one in every four families. And I think that people tend to think that that would never happen to me, or if it does happen to their family, they try to hide it. The nice thing about my family is they're not hiding it. They're bringing it out into the open and letting it be known that it's okay. This is a real problem. Over 200 people a day overdose from drugs and alcohol in America. 200 a day.
Wow.
And if you really start adding up those numbers, it's actually higher than people killed in drunk driving accidents and in many other types of killings. So this is a real problem. And we actually have a real solution. Teen Challenge is a proven solution. And when it actually came into my life, my parents have supported Teen Challenge my entire life, started by David Wilkerson in the 50s. And I have always known about it. In fact, I was a supporter of Teen Challenge for years. I never thought the day would come where I would actually need it myself. So when it came to that, and I did, they were there for me, and it changed my life. So when I completed the program, I said I want to do something to give back. And didn't really know how that would work out, but creatively, we figured out a way to use my love for cars with bringing in funds for Teen Challenge, and that is how we came onto this idea of, you know, let's do these car shows, and we came, that the headquarters of Southern California Teen Challenge is a castle, the Benedict Castle in Riverside, California, and it is a phenomenal venue for a concours.
That's fantastic, and what a great personal story, the fact that both you and your husband are graduates of Teen Challenge, and you're both doing so wonderful now, and I know so many things have really turned around in your life, Nicole, and thank God, and thank Teen Challenge for the help that you receive so that you're back to the person that you were years ago and even better.
I think I was going to say even better than ever. I don't think I had a passion-driven life before. I think now I'm focused. I know the difference of almost losing my life and the difference of having life and wanting to make a difference. And just rolling that over into just telling you a few highlights of this show. This show has come together, I should say, so quickly. We have the Peterson Automotive Museum. They sponsor our VIP pavilion, and it is fabulous. There had to be over 500 people in that area yesterday. They just brought the most amazing cars. They brought a 53 Cadillac that's just to die for if you look it up. They're 1926 Mercedes Targa Florio, which are just, I mean, you look at these cars and you, how do you get these cars to a second show? And, of course, I wanted to let you know which car won best of show, because with all the amazing cars we had, wanted to talk quickly about the best of show winner. It was the 1913 Mercedes Model 3795. It's a double Phaeton torpedo by the Nethercutt Collection. And, I mean, if you know anything about the Nethercutt Collection, when they decided to come on board with us and support what we're doing for Teen Challenge, they didn't just come on board saying we'll bring cars. They came on board with their Merle Norman line of cosmetics and donated that to let me tell you about this, something special. As a woman putting on a Concours, which is probably a little unusual, I decided let's make something fun for the wives. So we do a high tea and fashion show right in the middle of the castle. During the day, we do two different settings, and the Nethercutt, Merle Norman, gave cosmetics for that high tea goodie bag. And the ladies have a fun time. We have people dressed up. We give awards for costumes in the era of their clothing, and along with, you know, all the other 32 classes of awards and specialty awards we give for the show.
Oh, that's fantastic. And what a creative idea for you to come up with that. And you're so right. I mean, sometimes ladies go to car shows just to please their better half, and there isn't perhaps something there for them if they're not into cars, but what a very creative idea, and I think that's fantastic. And to have it held right there at the castle, what a great idea. Nicole, I'm going to hold you over for a few more moments, and when we come back on the other side, we're going to give out all the contact information about Teen Challenge and lots more. This is Auto World. Don't go away.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
His hair was falling out in clumps.
Our golden retriever, Sundance, scratched incessantly.
Mounds and mounds of fur all over the place.
Our hairballs have hairballs.
Olive was suffering like a dog. She was itching, she was scratching, she was licking 24 hours a day.
Just chewing and chewing and chewing.
Scratching and biting.
Buddy, my Shih Tzu's itching problem, constantly licking his feet. It keeps me up at night.
And all it took was one container of Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
The shedding slowed down to almost none. The scratching went away after a few days.
Tons of energy. No more bad smell.
The shedding has stopped and the itching has stopped.
Sleep at night. Oh, let me do it again. Sleep at night. Get your dog some Dynavite.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
The freeze-dry guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The freeze-dry guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663. or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The freeze-dry guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
By now you may have heard a bit about bitcoins, but did you know bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for bitcoins. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.BidBit.co. BidBit.co.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
We so appreciate you joining us each and every week at this very same time. Nicole McGuire Northcote from Crossroads Car Shows, presenter of just a wonderful event which happened yesterday in Southern California, a very special concours, the Benedict Castle Concours, which benefited 100% from all the proceeds of the event, all went to Teen Challenge. And Nicole, I really want to thank you so much for joining us here today, and I want to make sure to give out all the proper contact information, social media wise, website wise, telephone wise, whatever you'd like for Teen Challenge, as well as for Crossroads Car Shows.
I would love to give that information. If we're talking about for Teen Challenge, I think that's probably number one that I would want to give information out for. Their website is teenchallenge.org. It's T-E-E-N challenge.org. And there is literally centers in every city in America, every major city, I should say, in America, that you could contact. If you look them up locally, I'm sure you can find them. They're tucked away in small areas sometimes, but extremely helpful. Just right here in Southern California, we have over 500 students at all times. So I think even though maybe people aren't aware of it, it is a tool that you can find that is a last resort when you can't find help for your loved one or family member. And so I know that for our locations, it's teenchallenge.org, and I'm sure they have 800 numbers or local phone numbers that people can contact. As far as for contacting for our Benedict Castle Concours, we have our own website, and that's crossroadscarshows.com with S's on the end, crossroadscarshows.com. And we will be posting up great photos of the venue and ways that you can get involved or even donate to Teen Challenge through us. It's every social media. I mean, you go on Facebook, we're Crossroads Car Shows or Benedict Castle Concours. We're available everywhere, and we love to hear people's stories. We love for people to post about what's going on locally for them, and just, you know, love bringing Teen Challenge together with this amazing car hobby that we're all involved in.
So true. Nicole, thank you so much for your time here today. Keep up the fantastic work, and give my best to both your mom and your dad. And I hope to see you at a car show one of these days real soon.
That would be great. Thank you so much, Bob, for having me. Look forward to chatting again soon, and hopefully we can do that pre-show next year. And our date, we already have our date, so save the date for next year. If you're interested anywhere, we had people come from Minnesota, from Montana, Kevin Davis, Monty Roach. Thank you for coming out. And if you want to come next year, it's going to be Sunday, April 3rd of 2016. So we'd love to have you come out, Bob, and anyone else who would like to join us.
Oh, that's wonderful. Who knows? Maybe I can even do a remote broadcast from there. That
would
be fantastic.
I'd love that. Thank you so much. I hope you have a wonderful rest of your Sunday. Thank you for having me.
Thank you, Nicole. We move from just a wonderful story to a really great guy. Don Jones is known as the old car guy. I met him for the first time in person just a couple of weeks back at the Amelia Island Concours in Florida. I wonder if he's made it back to St. Louis. Let's find out. Let's go to the man himself, Don Jones from theoldcarguys.com. How you doing there, Don? Whereabouts?
Unfortunately, I'm back in St. Louis.
You say unfortunately. Is the weather still a little unkind?
Well, it's not bad. It was a long-sleeve shirt, but it's drizzling rain. I was out earlier working in my 64 Barracuda, and well, luckily it started raining and reminding me I better get in and get ready for the radio show. But, it's not too bad, and I've been back 3 days, and it's only snowed once, so I guess that ain't bad.
Not too bad, considering the winter that most of the country has had. At least we're knocking on the door of April, and that's always a good thing.
Right. We start our car show season next Sunday, the Easter show, at Forest Park here in St. Louis. And then we're heading up to Nebraska. We're working some deals up there with car shows and swap meets. And so this may be a extra special year for the old car guys, hopefully.
That's great. I know recently you put together this wonderful piece called 11 Bands Named After Autos or Trucks, and you say right off the bat, to set the record straight, the Beatles were not named after the Volkswagen, Bill Haley and the Comets were not named after the Mercury Comet, and Fleetwood Mac, of course, is actually two gentlemen, Mick Fleetwood and John McVie. They were not named after cars. However, Don got a hold of Billboard's top 100 song list from 54 to 76. And here are some of the findings. So anything after 76 will discount, because I can think of a number since that time. But
I'm really into old-time rock and roll, so, it's old cars, old music for old car guys. But I think the famous, or most famous, of course, would be Oreo Speedwagon, named after, obviously, the Oreo Speedwagon. And I think it was Robert E. Oldsmobile was actually the REO. The band formed in 67 by Neil Doherty at the University of Illinois, and, of course, it's still rocking on. And over the years, it's had 21 different members, and Neil's about the only original person left.
Isn't that amazing? See, I thought for sure that Kevin Cronin, who's the lead singer, had been with them since the get-go, but I just learned something right there, that only Neil Doherty is the guy that's been there since day one. Let's talk about...
I think he's about the second oldest member of the band, but according, they had a chronological list of when people came and went. So, I made mention that Neil was the only original member.
Very good.
Number two, I got Speedo and the Impalas, and they were a doo-wop group from the late 50s. They had a hit in 59 called I Ran All the Way Home, And, reached number two, and then number 14 on the Rhythm and Blues. The band formed in 58 in Brooklyn by Joe Speedo Frazier as the lead singer. It stayed in business until about 61 and popped back up in the mid-1980s on a tour with the old Rock and Roll. And Speedo died in April of 2014. He was 75. So he's rocking to the end.
Very good. That is, I think, going to be very common these days, is that there are an awful lot of classic rock musicians who are now 70 years of age. Eric Clapton just turned 70. Boz Scaggs is 70. A number of other folks are around that same age, and they're all out there still touring. So
yeah, well, we have Chuck Berry here in St. Louis, and I know he's well beyond 70.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, so I'm not. You know, sure how far back beyond 70, but he's one old cat. But, another
very
one is another group is the Cadillacs. They formed in 53, stayed active until 62. They had a big hit in 55 called Speedo, and they were kind of instrumental in bringing the white audience to the black rock and roll performers. So they were kind of a breakthrough group of their time. But, you know, it's still pretty cool. I remember hearing them on one of the old doo-wop shows on public broadcasting about 15 years ago.
What a great name. Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. I found three bands that were named after the Etzel. The first one were the Etzels. It was a doo-wop group from 57 to 63 from Campbell, Ohio. They originally called the Essos after the oil company, but when Ford came out with the Etzel, they changed their name. I'm not sure if that was a good idea or not. They had multiple hits, recorded over 25 songs, and had multiple performances on American Bandstand.
Oh, no kidding. When we come back on the other side, we'll continue to tell folks about 11 bands named after cars or trucks. This is Auto World.
On the road again, I'm on the road again. But I'm so tired of crying, but I'm out on the road again. I'm on the road again.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Please grab a pen and paper or type this into your phone. InvestYourself.com. For the best free financial newsletter on the planet, go to InvestYourself.com and sign up today. Hi, my name is Bob Renier, and for over 20 years I've been publishing InvestYourself.com, and I guarantee this is the only newsletter that provides the truth, it's easy to read, and it's free. Consider this. The Feds have just ended the QE program in this country, but Japan and Europe continue to print money, and all of this affects our stock market in ways you've never seen before. I invite you to sign up at InvestYourself.com. Our absolutely free newsletter will help guide you through what's really affecting our markets instead of the nonsense you hear from the mainstream media. For over 20 years, people have called it the best free newsletter on the planet, and I think you'll agree. Take a moment and go over to InvestYourself.com and sign up today. It's absolutely free, no credit card required, no ID required. Simply pop your email address in the box. That's InvestYourself.com, InvestYourself.com.
The Clean and Green Sale continues at Guns80.com. My buddy Mark is rolling in clover since Guns80.com announced his Clean and Green Sale. He used his leprechaun-like magical powers to get Guns80.com to offer us a pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. Now, for a limited time, when you order an AR-15 rifle kit, Guns80.com will toss in a cleaning kit and a tactical bipod pistol grip free, all for the low, low price of $449.95. Go to Guns80.com or call 844-2-GUNS80. The Clean and Green Sale continues at Guns80.com. My buddy Mark is rolling in clover since Guns80.com announced his Clean and Green Sale. He used his leprechaun-like magical powers to get Guns80.com to offer us a pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. Now, for a limited time, when you order an AR-15 rifle kit, Guns80.com will toss in a cleaning kit and a tactical bipod pistol grip free, all for the low, low price of $449.95. Go to Guns80.com or call 844-2-GUNS80.
As a parent, one of my greatest concerns is for the safety and well-being of my family. But no matter how concerned I am, it doesn't take the place of taking action and preparing for the unknown. I plan by having a GoFood savings account where I allocate a little money each month to have health store quality food delivered to my door at budget store prices. Although GoFoods are storable for 25 years, they are family mealtime favorites even today. My family asking to eat the food that we are storing lets me know that when we only have the food we stored to live on, that we won't have the added stress of eating unfamiliar or undesirable food. Buying GoFoods is investing in the future of my family. Convenient packages allow me to buy according to my budget, and I get free shipping on my monthly orders. To set up your GoFood savings account, call 800-648-9753 or on the web at www.storefoodnow.com. That's 800-648-9753.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
Thank you so much. Billy Gibbons from ZZ Top truly is a car guy, to say the least. They wrote a book a number of years back called Rock and Roll Gearhead. If you like Billy and you like very cool, especially hot rods, and like to look at old guitars, definitely pick up a copy of his book. Don Jones is with us. We're talking about cars and trucks that were named, bands actually, that were named after cars or trucks. And we've been talking about a variety of different ones, including a number that were named after the Edsel, which undoubtedly was one of the biggest flops as far as automotive sales are concerned of the 20th century, but yet a very popular band name, Don.
Right, yeah. We found three. We just were talking about the original Edsels. Their biggest hit was Rama Lama Ding Dong, if anybody remembers that chart breaker.
Mm-hmm.
They're another band that made a comeback, and they're still out here. And then I ran into a band down in Florida by the name of Eddie and the Edsels, which are an old-style rock and roll band. Started in 1970 up in Cleveland by three brothers, Bill Dan and Tristan Morris. And they're still playing in Florida and I guess on a regular circuit down south. And actually, that's how I got the idea to kind of do this little segment. The third Edsels are the, get ready for this, this name. It's the Orton Edsel Band, but it's shortened from the Orton Edsel Wahhabi Blues Ensemble Mano Bizarro Band.
Try and put that on put that on a billboard, yeah.
It's an American band formed in Omaha, Nebraska back in 1970. And, they played until the early 80s. They were a dark comedy and satire band that used video and little skits in their sets way back in the early 70s. So they were kind of super cool for their day. And they came up with a song called Dead Puppies and Kinko the Clown and Daddy's Money. and they got quite a cult following. And there was a show called Dr. Demento back in the 80s, and they were like the number one song on the Funny 25 countdown for a couple years in a row. So, I'm not sure what happened to any of these guys. But they were after Orton Nash from Nash Motors and obviously the Edsel as well. So they didn't make it to the Omaha Music Hall of Fame, but I'm not sure where that's located. probably next to the truck driver and the dog Hall of Fame up there. they have some odd Hall of Fames up in Nebraska and Iowa. So,
maybe I'll check that out sometime. That would be very cool. The next band actually was formed in 1974, but actually had hits into the 1980s. Their biggest hit was a song called Tough Enough. What was the name of that band?
The Fabulous Thunderbirds, a Texas band. Mm-hmm. Formed in 1974, they're still playing.
Absolutely. Another very cool band that you've got on this list is Booker T and the MGs. And they were an unusual band, an instrumental band.
Yeah, they were. Yeah, it was Booker T. Jones. They were out of Memphis, Tennessee. Got started in 62. And their biggest hit in 62 was Green Onions, a musical with a lot of electric organ in it. So they had a very special sound and a pretty cool band for their time. They were induced in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1992 and Museums Hall of Fame in Nashville in 2008. I'm not sure what happened to Booker T, but I believe he's still alive.
And speaking of instrumentals, this next band we're going to talk about had a hit in 1961, which was a surf song, an instrumental surf song. Tell us about this band named after a famous Chevrolet.
Right, the Bel Airs. In fact, the cover of their album had the fender, the back tail of a 57 Chevy on it. Their best known hit, 1961, was Mr. Moto, and they were pretty much just one of the typical surf bands, not as popular as the Beach Boys or Jan and Dean, but out there in that same style of cars, girls, and surfing.
Very good.
Yes.
The next one on our list is an American doo-wop group, which was named after a very famous Cadillac.
Right, the Eldorados. They formed in 1954. Their most successful song was At My Front Door. It went to number 17 on the pop and number 1 on the R&B blues. Their follow-up was I'll Be Forever Loving You, and it went top 10 in 56. It could last until about 57 and split up, and I don't know if they ever made a comeback or if any of the members became famous in any other bands.
Let's talk about a singing group from Olympia, Washington. They played for quite a number of years, from 1958 to 1983. They had a number of hits, and they, too, took the name of a famous Cadillac.
Right, the Fleetwoods. Now, this is a band that I really didn't remember them until I seen a list of their songs. And they had the song Mr. Blue, Come Softly to Me, Graduations here. They were the first trio that had multiple number one hits in the same year, and they were the first mixed gender trio to ever have more than one number one hit. They had their first hit in 59, and two hits in 59, Come Softly to Me and Mr. Blue. And really, they got kind of shot by the so-called British invasion when the music taste changed in the mid-60s. They were kind of left in the wayside, but they were a cool-sounding group.
Yeah, it sounds like it. Going to have to check some of these bands out. I'm sure if you go on to YouTube these days or some other areas, if you have SiriusXM, listen to the 50s on 5, you probably hear some of these bands. And a great list put together by Don Jones, the CEO of theoldcarguys.com. So, Don, for those of our listeners who may not be familiar with some of your services and your very cool website, remind folks about all the things that you offer and about what they can find at theoldcarguys.com.
Well, we never stop looking for neat products that the old car folks are going to need. So right now we have like 17 salvage locations across the United States, all the way up into Maine and down into Nebraska and in Georgia. And we have new old stock parts. We're bringing in aftermarket parts. So basically, it's a good place to find things you need for your car to sell your car or your car parts. And in the future, we're going to be doing much more at the car shows for our clients. So we're pretty much a multi-service entity when it comes to helping people sell things at our old car.
Very good.
Check us out, theoldcarguys.com.
Does anybody ever come to you looking for a particular vehicle? If somebody comes to you and say, you know, they want an early 60s T-Bird and they want it in a particular color, can you help that person find that vehicle?
We do. We do it kind of as a unpaid service, just because we run into so many things. But we also work for a couple of collectors and museums looking for very special one-off pieces. I'll give you kind of an example. Barry Walker down in Nashville, Tennessee, who owns the an old car factory down there, has us looking for marathon automobiles, since he owns most of the known marathons. We keep an eye open for Barry, and we keep an eye open for Andy Doris, whose grandfather created the Doris Motor Company back, I believe, in 1909. And there's only like 9 known Dorises. But if there's another one out there, there's a good chance that the old car guys are going to come across it. We probably see 50,000 or more junkyard cars a year on our searches around the country. In fact, after I talked to you on the way home, I looked at probably 3,000 more cars by the time I got down to Fort Myers from the time I left Amelia Island.
Well, I tell you, it's a very interesting place down in Florida where I'm residing right now after living in Boston all of my life. Awful lot of car things happening down here, and I know you find that out every winter when you're down here. Well, Florida misses you, Don, but welcome back home to St. Louis, and we'll be talking to you again next week. Thank you so much for your time.
Okay, buddy. Bye-bye.
That's going to do it for this hour of Auto World. I'm Bob Long. Don't go away.
It's a terrifying thought. You're trapped somewhere without a radio and no access to GCN shows, a doctor's office, the DMV, your mother-in-law's.
Come on, stay for dinner.
That's what makes the newly redesigned GCN Live app a true lifesaver. Listen to your favorite GCN hosts and programming on your smartphone, wherever you are. Download yours free on iTunes or Google Play. The new GCN Live app. Don't leave home without it.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
The freeze-dry guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The freeze-dry guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The freeze-dry guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.